Senator. Thank you very much, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Senator,
I'm glad to be counted.
President Obama has nominated a man named Dax Lopez for a lifetime position on the federal bench in Georgia. Dax Lopez has stood against immigration enforcement, voter ID, acceptance of ICE detainers, and many other things that most of us conservatives regard as disqualifying him automatically. I am told and hear press reports that Harry Reid and McConnell have made a deal in the Senate. My question is, do you really think, Placer, that Dax Lopez is the best the Republican Party can do for a nominee for the federal court?
I think the process that we have as a country in terms of confirming judges ensures that you don't have a runaway appointment system. The president nominated him, and he was vetted to a certain extent by the administration. He'll be vetted by the Congress of the United States. He'll go through a judiciary commission, possibly go through the Judiciary Committee. Then you'll go to a vote in the United States. That's about the most arduous process you can go through. I have already submitted, so you'll know. Every comment that's come in published, one way or another, positive or negative, whoever, that's already on record at the committee. We send that automatically as a representative from the state of Georgia, as does Senator Perdue. So the committee has every bit of information, yours, other people's as well. And the process says that the president gets the right to nominate, Congress gets the right to confirm, and ultimately it's up to a vote of the United States Senate under advice and consent. I believe in the Constitution. I believe that process that you should have a runaway appointment. Quite frankly, as far as Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are concerned, they don't make my decisions. They didn't call to consult with me, and I'm not going to call to consult with them. I'm going to talk to the people in Georgia first and foremost.
Thank you, Senator, but you have the ability to stop the process. Are you going to do that, or will it go on?
I'm in the process. Well, I'm answering the man's question. If he asked me another one, I might not, but I'll ask you. That's the first question you wanted to ask me. That was something wrong. Take all the information that's gathered, that's being gathered now, and I'm going to determine whether or not he is worthy of a hearing. But, you know, I think everybody appointed to the bench, you know, should listen to this very closely. You believe in our constitutional system, don't you?
I do.
You believe in your right to be appeared before a jury of your peers? If we have a situation that does that, I would think a judge deserves the same right to be studied and vetted and asked questions and deposed as any other American citizen, certainly a criminal. If that happens, we'll get the right information forward. So I'm not going to rule out anything. If you consent, as long as we go through the constitutional process of advice and consent, which requires it to be vetted before the committee and before the United States Senate. If we get to that point, we're not at that point yet.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Thanks for the review. I'm glad you came and asked that question. I got a good audience now. I have to answer it 200 times. My old soccer coach, let me tell you something.